Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feggy, let's hit him big time.
Texans training camp is happening now. Houston, let's get in the loop.
The question is, how do the people feel about this? 713-572-4610. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, 2 weeks till Texans versus Chiefs. We left yesterday's show asking two questions. There were two burning questions when we left yesterday's show. Question number one, Russell Westbrook upgraded to questionable for the game. Would Russell Westbrook play? Spoiler alerts.
Hell no.
He did not. Eric Gordon, would he show up? He had laid a couple duds. He was terrible for the Rockets. Would Eric Gordon show up for the Rockets in Game 5? The answer to that question?
Hell no.
And here we are. Mm-hmm. And it's not because Russell Westbrook tested the knee outs and he couldn't go. It's not because Eric Gordon laid an egg. It's because the Rockets did not even play a game. As a matter of fact, there wasn't a single NBA game played yesterday. Call it a boycott, call it a strike, call it whatever you want. But the bottom line is, as we sit here on Thursday, 10 o'clock, August 27th, the NBA, including the Rockets, are meeting, and they are discussing the future of the NBA season and if the Rockets will even have a chance to finish. John Lopez, your reaction to the Rockets not playing yesterday. There were also some baseball teams not playing yesterday. Your reaction to what's going on and what has started to impact our teams locally.
The number one reaction that I think most people need to understand, and I hope believe, is this is an historic moment that we're living in. We are in an historic time because the heroes, the crossover from society and societal issues and sports, it's not even blurred anymore. They are intersecting. They are intersecting in our lap. And what I really want to accomplish today, and I would love, you know, obviously always, but especially today, love the interaction with our listeners, the loopholes, 713-572-4610. Don't be uncomfortable. Don't be uncomfortable right now. I think that's the most important thing we can learn. Let's make the uncomfortable comfortable. Let's talk about this without being the polarizing, you're right, I'm wrong, I'm right, you're wrong, personalities that tend to kind of bubble to the top here. Because what's going on here
kind of is, bossing me around there, man.
I am. Because what's going on here is important. You may not like it, but it's important. And it is not unprecedented. You know, athletes, whether it's women, the first woman who ran in the Boston Marathon, they tried to drag her off the course. She made a statement and a peaceful demonstration by running the marathon. The first African-American to play baseball. The Bill Russell actually protested a game in 1961 because of treatment. So, a lot of these things have been uncomfortable. Let's make the uncomfortable comfortable. And by that, I mean this. If athletes with this kind of power, and if no one else can force change, why not the players? Why not players making this statement to say, hey, I'm not talking about right versus left, right versus wrong. I'm talking about, just societal propriety, just doing what's right. We are taught that in kindergarten. Just do what's right. And I think that's what they're saying here. People tend to get mad about it. Don't get mad. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about why. Because if we ignore, too many people don't want to look in the mirror and face realities. I think the best way I could put this, Landry, is what's going on right now is like an intervention. Whether it's your brother, your parents, your best friend, a neighbor that you're close with, teachers, kids, family members. If there's an issue, sometimes you just have to confront that issue. And they're confronting it. I don't think it has anything to do with the P word. All right? Everybody else throws that away. Politics. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I really don't. I think, I'll let you finish, but let me just say one more thing. People who politicize things like this want to politicize things like this.
That's true. But I don't think, I also don't think, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, the Rockets in the NBA are meeting as we speak. Texans don't know if they're going to practice. There are some teams on the practice field, so we'll keep you updated. We are 2 weeks away. They do need to get that scrimmage in eventually. I don't think that we can take, and you can, and you can say whatever you say. I can't tell you what to say, but I do think there are some players that are making this political.
Absolutely.
And I think when we take, I think when we talk about what's going on and we say, well, it's not about politics. Well, for some it is. I mean, I think,
but
LeBron,
that's my point.
I know, but LeBron has made it clear that he has. So I think for some it is, for others it isn't. I think the question that emerges here is, and this is a question that I go on, that I ask about every time we do something. From an NBA perspective, from the Rockets sitting out a game, from all the other teams sitting out games.
NFL sitting out practices today.
What is the payoff? What exactly is wanted? Because if you're living under the notion that we're not going to have issues ever, and every time it happens, there's going to be some sort of boycott or something like that, I don't think it's a recipe for success, and I don't think it's in the best interest of the players to do that. So I think instead of just saying it needs to change, they need to, A, realize they're not going to be able to change the world. NBA players are not going to be able to change the world. They can help. They can do their part. There's a lot of things they can do. But I think there needs to be a tangible example.
I'll give you one.
Of what needs to change. That's what I want.
I'll give you one. I'll give it to you. But first, let me talk about what you said about, some athletes, some people politicize this.
Yeah,
that's kind of my point. They do it because they want to. But I can guarantee you right now that you can go back to 1968. John Carlos and Tommy Smith did not raise their fist in the air at the 1968 Olympics because they were making a statement for the right or the left. They did that because of racial discrimination. It was not political. Those who wanted it to be political made it political. Now let's get to the big point here. And this is what I really want to make clear. You say, what is the payoff?
Right.
The payoff, I think, is, will they make change? Will athletes change things? I think they are in line to change things more than just about anybody else in our world. They're powerful. They're strong. They're popular. They have strong voices. Everybody listens to them. We're talking about them right now. Everyone across the world, much less this country, is talking about them right now. But let's talk about the actual change.
What's the tangible goal?
Let's talk about the actual change they can make, okay? This is what you need to remember. Team owners have the ear and the power and the leverage that maybe 1% of the entire country's population have. You look at the Orlando Magic. They are owned by the DeVos family. They are, as in, related to Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education. Tillman Fertitta can pick up the phone and call the president. He's the owner of the Rockets. Steve Ballmer is one of the richest people on the planet. I think he's the 10th richest person in the world, and he owns an NBA franchise. I think he's worth $150 billion. He has the ear of anyone. He can leverage things at the highest levels. You and I can't do that. Yeah, the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are owned by an heir of the Walton family, as in Walmart. That's the tangible change that can be made with the NBA players, and then by extension some MLB teams and some NFL teams are not practicing today for the same reason. You say, what can they? They can absolutely make a bigger change than anyone else because they can go to the owners. They can go to and the owners can leverage their power, their advertising dollar power, their political power, any leverage they want in this world and say, look, we need to do certain things differently here, and people will listen. That's a tangible change that these athletes can make.
Well, it also takes time. Well, like, that's the other thing that I think needs to be that needs to be understood with this whole thing. Yes, like there some incidents are going to happen, but I don't know that the NBA has a certain audience. They have a certain audience. They have a certain percentage of an audience, right? So, first of all, it takes a little bit of time. Second of all, are NBA players flirting with maybe overestimating the amount of power that they do have in this situation? And I understand it might just be worth a shot through their eyes, but I think they need to be very, very careful because if they do get in a situation where there's nothing tangible, where anytime something happens, they're just going to walk off the court. Eventually, there are other options for sports fans, and sports fans are going to not be as in on the NBA, and all of a sudden, the power that we believe they have is only going to decrease. That's the concern I have with the NBA.
I don't think this is walking off the court for any problem they have. Everybody has problems. This is a huge, huge, not even American, a worldwide problem that they have identified and they feel very, very strongly about. This isn't like, oh, well, you know, I'm mad about this or that. I'm going to walk off the court and lead a protest. No, this is a very specific thing. And I think what the NBA players are starting here, it's a shame that people want to politicize it because I don't think any of these players are doing this because they lean to the right or lean to the left. Maybe they do lean to the right or lean to the left, but they're doing it because of the specific thing that they feel strongly about. They're not going to say, hey, you know what? I'm a Republican and I'm not going to do this. I'm a Democrat, and I'm not going to do this. No, they're saying, I'm going to do this because this is wrong. If you want to politicize it, you go right ahead. That's what they're doing.
I think LeBron has. I mean, I think in fairness, LeBron James has. I know this. I know Kaepernick didn't. Kaepernick's on record making it not political. He's on record saying he didn't vote.
And who was president when he took a knee?
It was Obama.
That's my point. They're not doing it.
Well, it was never about politics for him. That's my point. Yes. I think for LeBron it is. And I get uncomfortable when – not uncomfortable. I don't think it makes sense. I don't think it's right to say it isn't about this and take one mindset. Because there's a few hundred NBA players, right? Some of these guys probably didn't even want to stop playing. Some of these guys probably saw that they were outnumbered by their teammates, and they're like, okay, well, I guess I have to play. Doc Rivers said he wanted to play. According to the reports, most of the teams – besides the Lakers and the Clippers wanted to play. So I think saying that these guys think this way or these guys think that way, I think it's some of them are feel the way that you do, but some of them I do think are politicizing.
But that's kind of what I want our big takeaway to be here. Yes, I agree with you. I think LeBron James has turned this into a political issue, and that's wrong. I mean, it's wrong no matter which side you take. That's wrong that LeBron James has done that. What I'm saying, I think by and large, if you listen to these athletes and you watch what they're doing, peacefully, by the way, if you watch what they're doing, you're seeing the majority of their intent has nothing to do with politics. It's about the treatment they feel. Here's the thing. When they leave that bubble, they're still going to be black. And they feel as if they are being pigeonholed because of that for a particular reason. Maybe some have politicized it. Absolutely, you're right. But I think that by and large, most have not, and that's not why they're doing
it. They just got to weigh it out because it goes back to what is the payoff? What do you tangibly want? If you're gonna do this type of stuff, you got to be careful because there could be, you know, serious consequences when it comes to money. There could be serious consequences in the power that you have. Doc Rivers said yesterday, y'all's talent is your power. So he thought that they should play. They're meeting right now. We'll see what happens. It definitely has an impact on the Rockets. Could the Rockets season be over before this show is? Could the Texans scrimmage? Some teams have decided to. Some teams have decided not to. We'll keep this rolling, and we'll give you the latest on the NFL and the Texans and the impact of the Rockets game not being played yesterday. In the Loop continues next.
Texans training camp is happening now.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, NBA's meeting right now. We should know by the end of the show what the plan is and if the Rockets are going to continue. There's a lot of impact that that would have on the local teams. We'll get into that in 20 minutes when we localize it. Texans could scrimmage today. They may not. The Saints are currently practicing, as are the Jacksonville Jaguars. A few NFL teams, including Green Bay, Washington, Indianapolis, and the Bears, they are taking the day off. The difference between those teams, they don't play in 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see what the Texans do decide. Bill O'Brien has had the players back throughout this. We'll talk to John McClain 11 and figure it out. Let's go to the phone lines before we talk about the Texans scrimmage. Will it or won't it happen? 713-572-4610. Let's go to Bo. Bo, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on? Just wanted to call in, guys, because I'm listening to you guys. It's like, you know, discussion. And for one, Lopez, I'll say this. No one tries to make a situation like this political, but ever since the abolishment of slavery, there have been laws set in place against black people to succeed in America. So when you talk about things like this, you can't sit there and say that it's political. It's just what it is. So going to that point, I'm just saying that when you have a law that says that a person can't work for a black person can't work for another black person, and if you do, you're going to jail. That's an example. But just going to the NBA, for me, it's funny about this whole thing about them protesting because one, when you have someone like Kyrie Irving who throws an idea that gives you some type of an answer to what Landry is talking about. If you guys are trying to protest the NBA to dilute the actual content of the NBA to further another idea of creating your own, I get it. But to just do it, just to be doing it, because going back to LeBron, when the Chinese Republic individuals or people were rebelling and protesting, LeBron said, why won't you just do what the government says do? Not knowing pretty much the situation of what was going on when he spoke. But why are you now going against the government here when you have a situation going to what happened and what they're protesting about?
Let me just
appreciate you both.
My whole point
much.
Is, first of all, 2 points. If you want to talk about LeBron being too political, I agree with you. I agreed with Landry. I feel he is in it. What do you like to say, clout chasing, Landry?
I think he's made it very clear that it is politically motivated. With
LeBron. I agree with you. That's not why they're doing this collectively, though. I'll give you an example. Sterling Brown's father. Sterling Brown plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. His father was a police officer for 30 years. 30 years. Sterling Brown parked illegally in a vacant lot at a Walgreens, ultimately got thrown to the ground and tased, and this became very personal for him. Sterling Brown is not doing – most people don't even know the name Sterling Brown, okay? They don't even know who that is. But he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's not doing this for political reasons. There is no way he's doing this because his father was a cop. There's no way he's doing this for political reasons. He's doing this because he feels it something needs to change. And
yeah, see, when you go individual, that's good. My whole thing was I don't think we can say it's not political because it is for some
people.
That's my whole point.
And I have agreed with you every step of the way on that.
No, I know.
For some, it is. Collectively, it is not. You know, collectively, that is not what this is about. And I think what you know, kind of the rabbit hole that we're going down here is the exact rabbit hole I don't want to go down. Because I don't think, you know, because all of a sudden this is going to become a right versus left discussion. That's not why they're doing this. Well, that's not collectively, that, in my opinion, that's not why they're doing this.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can say why they are or aren't doing it collectively. From my perspective, it's just...
Well, I mean, they've said why they're doing it collectively.
Well, you can... Yeah, but other people have said different things. That's the point. Is that
because they politicized it.
You're saying they like it's all of them, but it's not... They've said different things. Like, different players have said different things. Like, Chris Paul has kind of made it a little bit political. LeBron has. Your guy Sterling Brown has not. So I think when you say they, I think it's dangerous because I think it's different people are doing it for different things. It's like talking about the anthem. Like, John McClain has come on with us many times, said, it's not about the flag. Okay, it might not be for some, but for some it could be. We haven't interviewed every single individual player.
That's my whole point. That's the danger, and that's what we should avoid here. If you really want to change something, don't say, well, that's just because you're being political. No, that's not the big point. The big point is, look, let me give an example. We've all had instances, even fleeting instances, very fleeting instances. I have, you have, Figgy has, I guarantee to you, every one of our listeners has had an instance where we are treated, in our view, unfairly or wrongly because of how we look. Maybe it was weight when we were a kid. Maybe it was acne. Maybe it was a perceived work ethic from our boss. Maybe it was being made to feel inadequate because the girl you asked out didn't say yes. We've all had very fleeting moments where we felt like we were treated unfairly. Now imagine feeling that every moment of every day. That's what this is about. None of those moments that we had were based on political preference.
Right.
I feel collectively it's a mistake to all of a sudden say, well, LeBron is political. I agree with you. You know, Chris Paul's had his moments. I agree with you. But collectively, that's not what this is about. Just like when we were a kid and we had acne and the girl told us no, it wasn't because we were right or left. It was because we were made to feel bad because of how we look.
Well, the thing is, I think it's just been so, there have been so many blanket statements in like when people discuss this, and there's been a line in the sand that I just think I don't think it's a realistic line in the sand where it's okay, well, sports are more important. Sports aren't as important as police brutality. Okay, yes, that's true. But how is an NBA player? How is an NBA player sitting out of a game going to end that? The chances are, I'm going to break some news, and this isn't wishful thinking. If you told me that I could pick between sports or police brutality, evil, and peace on earth, I would go find a new job and I would figure it out. But that's not how the world works. Like, what's the thing? Like, when you used to watch a beauty contest, and a Miss America contestant would go up there and say, my number one wish is world peace. We would mock her. Because there's bad people in the world, there's bad apples, bad stuff's going to happen, we're going to see it happen, so you can never guarantee world peace. So my question is, by stopping this, what exactly is going to happen, and could you make a case that these guys having the platform that they do, and these guys being on display and displaying their talent as much as they do, is probably their most valuable asset, and then you start going into the communities. Then you start donating money into the communities. Then that's how you handle
it. It's not about donating money. It's not about money. It's about actual change. Because you say that
money helps.
Well, hold on.
Money
does help. You say, and I'll tell you why, you say this is their most valuable asset is that they can be on this stage. Yes. And by being on that stage, they have the ability to go to Tillman Fertitta or Steve Ballmer, or any of those other examples that I gave earlier, the DeVos family, and say, listen, you know, the owner's going to say, why are you doing this? What can I do, et cetera? Those, you can go to people who have a direct line to anyone who can actually, you know, have some impact on change.
So this is about the owner stepping it up. But there's going to be – I'm sure there's going to be some checks written, and I think the money can be valuable. I think maybe spend more time in the community, all that type of stuff. So you're saying the tangible thing is the owners start listening, and the owners start, because I thought I don't know, that's if that's what comes out with Woj, then there we go. There's the tangible thing. The owners.
I think that's one. It's like, and again, just to kind of, I like to do this. You guys know this. Personalize it to our thing. If I get a bad product at wherever, Best Buy, and I try to return it because it's bad. It's defective. And I talk to the salesman and don't go anywhere. Where do I go? I go to the manager. Then I go to maybe the general manager. Then I go maybe to the owner. You want people who can affect change to listen to what you have to say. The NBA owners, I mean, the NBA players, unlike you or me, have that. They can affect change. And I just want to reiterate and continue to do it all 4 hours because I think it's a big mistake
make. But you can't demand justice and expect it to happen in a week.
No,
and you can't,
no, absolutely
and you can't
not.
Speed up an investigation. You can't speed up the legal process and stop treating guys like Americans. Like, you got to let the facts play out and
absolutely.
Not just sit there
totally
and say,
agree.
We demand this, we demand that.
Totally agree.
And whatnot. That's not productive.
But you're absolutely right. But if you just do nothing...
Okay, and I hope this pays off. I just think there's got to be something tangible. Let's go to Courtney real quick. Courtney, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Landry? What's going on, Lopez?
Hey, man.
What's up? If I can make three quick points. One, I think you guys are overlooking what the tangible outcome is, what the tangible payout is. Right now, we're listening to a sports radio talking about the boycotts and the reason for the boycott. That's tangible. Because now you have people who look at sports as a distraction who are not – they have to face that. They have to realize what's going on in America.
Absolutely.
You cannot have change until you start to talk.
I agree.
The second thing, we are conflating LeBron's politicism with his activism because there are some things that overlap. LeBron – I will say this. LeBron does have to do a better job of making sure that we cannot conflate those two things, but that's what's happening. So the problem is when he speaks activism, we tie it into his politicism and start to shut it down.
They're combined. I mean,
they're not combined.
You can separate them and say they aren't, but when you listen to LeBron speak, they're clearly combined, man. Like they are 100%.
Go ahead, give us your third point because I actually agree with you, but we'll get to that in a second.
So my third point is I heard Landry say earlier, he was talking about if they act, then do they risk losing some of the power that they have? My reply to that is, if you have the power to affect change and don't affect that change because you're worried about it affecting your power, you're actually powerless.
Okay.
If I can make a difference. Then
I agree with that. My point is, you have to have something tangible. Like if you don't have something tangible to go for and it's just we demand this or we want this, then you're not going to get the payoff that you seek. And then the reason that you had the opportunity, like you can't swing and miss here. Like you have to lay this out effectively. These meetings that they're having, they have to lay out effectively.
You can go into anything, white, black, brown, Asian, whatever, nothing happens with one step, it's a series of steps. I actually agreed with, was it Courtney, there? On that call, because I don't want this to turn into LeBron James is politicizing this. That's the exact opposite of what I think the point should be. Yes, I agree with you. LeBron James does politicize this. That's not how this started. Obama was president when Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
Yes.
Kenny Stills right here in our city sacrificed. People say, well, these millionaires aren't sacrificing any. It's easy for them to protest because they're millionaires. Kenny Stills had everything to lose by doing the same thing that Kaepernick did. And he was just good. It was just fortunate for him that he didn't, but he took that sacrifice. It doesn't happen in one step. It happens in several steps. And it, please, please, please don't say it's right or left. It's correct or it's wrong.
The localized questions that emerge as the NBA contemplates the end of the season. How does this impact the Texans? How does this impact the Rockets? Let's look at it through localized lenses next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, some teams are practicing, some teams are not. Texans got a game in 2 weeks against the Kansas City Chiefs. We don't know whether or not they're going to practice. We'll talk to John McClain in 20 minutes. Maybe he will tell us. I don't know when the Texans are going to be able to get this in. What do you think the Texans should do as far as whether or not they scrimmage today, because it's very important, especially without preseason games, that they get this in. As I said, the Saints are practicing, as are the Jags. What do you what would you do if you were the Texans?
I think clearly this is up to you know, the players to decide what they can and cannot affect today, and whether that's playing or not playing. Will that be the best recourse for them? I mean, it's not for me to decide. It's not for ownership to decide, or even Bill O'Brien. It's the players and how they react to this, I think, is going to ultimately decide what they want to do. I think they will play. I'm not sure. Four teams are already not playing, practicing today. But those four teams, I mean, it's interesting. Every locker room has its own dynamic. Kenny Stills is in this locker room, okay? And others who obviously have been vocal as well on certain issues in society. I think that's a factor that cannot be ignored. Kenny Stills is in this locker room. What kind of voice will he have today? Is he already texting in the group text? Is he already talking to people? And how will that play out? I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't rule it out, but it's totally up to the players.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't want to practice, then he probably just shouldn't practice. You know, I mean, I think it's a team decision, whatever they want to do. I do think there's kind of a little bit of I think the Texans organization, if you look at the tangible stuff that they've done with Cal McNair and Bill O'Brien, I think the stuff that you say the NBA players want, they want owners to help out. They want the most powerful guys to help out. They want the coaches to have their backs. I think the Texans organization has provided that foundation. I really truly do. So I think that if you were practicing yesterday, unless it just hits you a different type of way that people are sitting out, I don't see anything wrong with if the Texans do decide to practice and get ready for their season, because these guys, I know a lot of times we like to minimize sports because we look at it as if this is like it's not a big deal to a lot of us, but this is how a lot of these guys make their living. And it's also how a lot of these guys get their message out. And it's also something that a lot of these guys love to do. And some of them, including Deshaun Watson and others, feel that they can multitask and get it done. So it's a player's decision. If you don't want to play, I don't think you should play. But the Texans, if they want the same things that the NBA players say that they want, I think that the Texans have more than a right to go out there and practice and get ready for their game in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, I agree. This is, I mean, you talk about so many levels on a story and how complex it can be. This is the individuals voicing their opinion and affecting the majority, whether it's the Milwaukee Bucks, Rockets, Thunder, the NBA teams that canceled, or the NBA season, which, by the way, may well be canceled. We'll find out a lot more. They're meeting as we speak to try to resolve this. No, this is individual voices having an impact on the collective. And so however that plays out with the Texans, I mean, it's we'll find out. I mean, we'll just see how it is, and they're going to feel like that was the best move for them.
The latest from Woj on the NBA, there appears to be some momentum to want to play. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what the what happens to justify or validate their notion to play. And we'll talk about how that impacts the other teams very, very shortly. My question about this through localized lenses here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610 is, if the Rockets season gets canceled right now, how do you look at this season for the Rockets? Do they just get a free pass and you say, well, the season got canceled, the end? How am I supposed to, let's say that I'm Daryl Morey, how am I supposed to evaluate this Rocket season? And has Mike D'Antoni coached his last game as the head coach of the Rockets?
I don't think that last part is true. I think Mike D'Antoni, I think the season will continue. I mean, this is about bringing attention, and boy, have they, to what they feel is right. But you talk about how the Rockets have handled this. There's news with the Rockets right now. So you talk about affecting change. The Houston Rockets and the Toyota Center have announced this morning that they're going to open the Toyota Center up as a voting center for 17 days, I think from October 13th until the election, maybe more than that, until the election, including on Election Day. I don't know if that would have happened if there weren't these voices that they were hearing.
So, but that is opening up the voting? Is that what the original message? Is it about the police brutality? Is it about the voting? Is it connected? Because was that part of the goal? They wanted more people to vote? Is that part of the NBA?
Well, there's not like one answer here. The answer is what they want, how they feel they're being treated collectively, and how they can affect that with votes. And so I promise you, this would not have happened, in my opinion, if it weren't for some of the opinions that they're expressing. I mean, think about that. They're opening a 17,000 seat arena as a voting center for about 20 something days. That's incredible.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The other thing in local questions that emerge, I don't know that he'll ever admit it publicly, but do you think Tillman Fertitta regrets buying the Houston Rockets?
I don't think so. I've spoken with Tillman about this when he was, losing money and COVID and all that stuff at the very onset of it. And we talked about it here on this show. I think this is just a family commitment, for him. He doesn't, he's got his retirement plan. It wasn't only about making money. I think it's something that he's wanted to do for and with his family forever.
His son likes it too.
Yeah, and his son loves it. So I don't think that would have happened.
Okay. So I think if you gave him a time machine, I think he might have stayed out of the NBA
really?
Business. I think so. I mean, and I could understand it. I mean, I don't know. What do you think the future of the league is? I mean, do you think the NBA is – do you think the arrow is pointing up? If we're looking at the stock market, do you think the NBA is – I mean, because the reality is the NBA ratings have been a little bit lower than expected. This is the most NBA that I think has been talked in a long time. And I don't know. And a lot of times you have to make sacrifices when it comes to – trying to make change, but it doesn't necessarily benefit you from a business perspective. And I know Tillman Fertitta is a businessman. That's what he is. That's you hear him talk about business. That's what he does. And I don't necessarily think that. And it'll be worth it if the NBA players' actions do lead to the change that is desired and the changes that they're trying to make. But from just a business perspective, which is how Tillman Fertitta looks at things. I don't know that the business of the NBA is going to be better off in 3 years than it is right now. I think there's a case that it could actually be impacted negatively, which, again, it's very well worth it if it's for the betterment. But just from business lenses, from Tillman Fertitta business lenses, again, he'll never admit it. I think you can make a case that the business era of the NBA is pointing down a little bit.
I think you can make that case. I also think you can make the case that it's pointing up.
How?
Well, I'm about to tell you.
I want to hear this.
I'm about to tell you.
I want to hear this.
For every I'm never watching the NBA again, you're getting good for the NBA. Everybody's opinion on this is biased. There's no such thing as unbiased on this. I've been reiterating as much as possible, this should not be political. You should not politicize something that they are trying to do, which they feel is wrong, and what a lot of people in this country feel is wrong. But at the same time, there are just as many people who look at this from the other side, who say...
So NBA is going to get new fans with this, you think?
I think they will.
I think a lot... Honestly, I think, and this is just a social media outlook, I think a lot of the people that are talking about the NBA and saying that they like this don't even watch. And I think the numbers don't lie. There's tangible numbers of it. Now, maybe they do go up, but I think a lot of the – I think, look, if we're just keeping it honest, both sides in politics have used sports to clout chase.
Well, let me give you –
they've used sports to clout chase. They've addressed certain issues when it comes to kneeling, and they've rallied one side of the line. And
right.
Then the other side has done the complete opposite, and it's happened. But I think a lot of the reaction that we see – these people are not NBA fans. And I think just want to watch sports are going to stop watching.
Let me give you the other point, the other side of the point of view here. a lot of the people who are complaining the loudest about what the NBA did yesterday and is doing today are the ones who said recently, I'm never watching the NBA again. So there's two ways to look at this now. You know, like I'm never watching the NBA again. Oh, I can't believe the NBA boycotted. Well, what would it matter to you? If you're never watching the NBA again, why would it matter that they protest? See what I'm saying? Like, all I'm saying is, you talk about slippery slopes. I hate that it has been politicized. It is not right or left. It is correct or incorrect that these people in the NBA, you know, of every race, by the way, the NBA officials.
So to make it clear, you're not saying that it hasn't been politicized. You're saying that in the opinion of John Lopez,
it's a mistake.
It should not be.
It's a mistake.
There we go. So you're saying it should not be, not whether it is or isn't.
Because nobody says, you know, I'm being treated unfairly because I associate with the right. Nobody says I'm being treated unfairly because in this instance because I'm associated with the left. No, they're saying I'm being treated unfairly, man. Well, this needs to change. And then people come in and say, well, this or that, you know, because of where you stand. No, that's not the case.
All right, let me give you a nobody's talking about.
All right.
Could I interest you in a couple of nobody's talking about?
Nobody's talking about guy.
Nobody's talking about Numero Uno.
Interest me.
What if both LA teams today, what if we find out during the show that both LA teams back out? Lakers say we're out. Clippers say we're out, which there's conflicting reports on that. Some say, yeah, Doc Rivers thinks they should play. There's been reports all over the place on that. But let's just say for the sake of it that the Laker teams, the LA teams just say, peace out. We out this mug. And the Rockets win the championship. The NBA continues and the Rockets win the championship.
I'm not even going to play that game.
Is there an asterisk?
Because you think? Because that would be a legit asterisk, by the way. But it's not going to happen. It's either Lakers, Clippers, and everyone is out, or Lakers and Clippers back in and everyone is in. It's not going to be these two teams are out, but we're going to continue playing. It's just not going to be.
All right, here's another nobody's talking about, although it was kind of talked about 2 days ago, and I think this needs to be taken into account. This isn't because the issue that there's that NBA players are citing for the boycott is any less significant, but I do think it does need to be mentioned that these guys are in a bubble, man. Like, they've been in a bubble for a month and a half, 2 months, and that wears on you. Woj reported as well that there was already uneasiness in there because these guys can't see their families. These guys are getting amenities that they aren't used to. These guys are in a bubble, and a lot of people say, boo-hoo, you're at a Disney resort. Look, man, it's different than what their lifestyle is. It's a closed-in situation. There's a reason that you go to summer camp for a week. You don't go for months at a time. Just listen to Paul George in his own words. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to Paul George in his own words, who was struggling early in the playoffs. Just talk about why he had to meet with a therapist, a psychologist, why he was in this bubble.
I underestimated mental health, honestly. I had anxiety, a little bit of depression, just being locked in here and, I just wasn't there. I checked out and it was, you know, I wasn't there. I felt like I wasn't there. But, you know, shout out to the people that was in my corner, the people that gave me the words. You know, they helped big time. They helped keep me right, put me back in great spirits. I can't thank them enough.
It is a situation that's probably mentally draining, being in a bubble. And then on top of everything else, it just all kind of...
You climb the walls, man. You just start climbing the walls. We can all relate. No matter your economic situation, you get stuck in a place for that long. I don't care if you're getting massages every day. You just start climbing the walls.
Boy, I would be getting a massage
every day.
Five times.
Every day.
I would live in the massage room. 713-572-4610. Teams around the NFL are practicing, some or are not. Very few of them, however, have a game in 2 weeks, like the Houston Texans. John McClain's going to join us at a special time, give us the latest on the Texans, as well as some players visiting at some key positions. Could the Texans be making a signing very soon? We'll discuss with the general next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.